from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We talked about beautiful women in Brazil. How about beautiful men from Kansas City that talk about the Chiefs a lot? Dana Hughes joins the show now. Dana, my man, how are you doing on this Tuesday morning, my guy?
Hey, it must be opening week when you start putting me in the sentence with Brazilian women and beautiful. Like, yeah, we're definitely waiting for some football here in Kansas City.
Well, I'm just trying to put a smile on your face on this Tuesday morning. Danny, you got a big week coming up, and I got some bad news. We ain't talking Royals and Iowa football, baby. We talking Chiefs.
Bring it on.
Well, how was the golf yesterday? Did you manage to get on the island hole? I saw you tweeting a little bit from that yesterday.
Yeah, that was actually from the other day. I just got around to posting it. But, yes, I did make it on the island. I did not birdie it, but I did par it. So I did two-putt. But it was, I felt good about myself. So I go ahead and post that picture.
Yeah, you have to love up yourself. Nobody else will, right? let's talk about what we've got at stake here beginning on Thursday night. Talking to some people over the Labor Day weekend, I got more and more of a feel, Dana, of just how important this three-peat is, not just to Patrick Mahomes and to the offense, but to the defense as well. I'm told Spags is as fired up as he's ever, and he's not about to let this top-five defense become anything but a top-five defense. You've got a quarterback who's looking at legacy and a coach who's looking at legacy and a coach and quarterback who are ticked about what went on last season from an offensive standpoint. You got a defense that refuses to be out of the top five again. Like, this is all converging for one hell of a season here in Kansas City.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, it's a different kind of energy, Bob. It's a different kind of feel. And I think it's really cool because obviously we grew up in the era where you didn't have any bulletin board material, don't provide it. You know, walk softly, carry a big stick, all of those different cliches. And, like, you didn't hear the different teams talk about a three-peat. You didn't hear from the beginning, and not even from the beginning of the season. You look back, you think about the New England Patriots. You think about the Dallas Cowboys. Those are teams that come to mind just off the top of my head that had opportunities. They weren't talking about it in the beginning of the season. And this team not only has been talking about it, but they talked about it before they even touched the trophy in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes was talking about it. So I love that they've embraced the opportunity. They're embracing the opportunity to make history, and they've been embracing it since February. And I think that's really cool. And it's not just about a couple of players that are bold in the media, and then some other guys follow behind them. It's from the top down. Clark Hunt, Mark Donovan, Brett Veach, Andy Reid, and all the players we know as well. And to me, that's refreshing. I think in Chiefs Kingdom, some people might, you know, be superstitious and think, oh my gosh, you know, we're setting ourselves up for failure. I love that bravado. I love, hey, you're going to have every team's best because we're the two-time Super Bowl winners. They're going to come in here thinking that they can beat us and that their season's going to be made beating us. I'm sure there are teams that are looking back at what Carpenter and what the Detroit Lions did last year and coming in here, winning a game when we didn't have Travis Kelce, we didn't have Chris Jones. They beat us by 1 point, but what did that do for them? What did that do for their psyche and the rest of the season where they got to the NFC Championship? Other teams are going to be looking at that and saying, you know what, if we can go in there and do the work that we need to, who knows how that's going to catapult that particular organization for the rest of the season. So you got the oncomers, you know what you're in store for, and you're still embracing history. I think it's really cool.
You mentioned some guys being out last year. We're talking to Dana Hughes, the color commentator for the Chiefs on their Chiefs Radio Network. You can hear their game on 96.5 The Fan on Thursday night here in Kansas City. Danan, last year it was, you know, the big question, like, who's going to be the wide receiver that steps up? Last year, two guys were out, Jones and Kelsey. This year, first game, no Hollywood Brown, big acquisition you made in the offseason. Rashee Rice still there, Xavier Worthy, the drafted pick, still there. Other guys in this offense still capable. Is there anything in particular that maybe you're going to see in this game or look at in this game where, like, last year you're like, man, if we had that, it could have been a different start, whereas this year you have it now, and it could be a different dynamic on this offense?
Yeah, I think for me, it's about the vertical passing game. And specifically when you're talking about this team, last year pretty much had the same question, and you thought maybe it was going to be Kadarius Toney. And you guys, it's not to knock him while he's down because we got rid of him, but you guys have heard me talk about the one thing that I thought was missing in his game was lining up on the outside of the numbers, on the inside of the numbers, and running vertical routes. We saw the horizontal routes, the jet sweeps, the, you know, the arrow routes on the outside. And we've seen a little bit of that from a lot of that from Rashee Rice going, you know, across the field, shallow crosses, deep crosses, corner routes, out routes, making guys miss in the open field. I want to see the guys go north-south. I want to see vertical game down the field, which means Xavier Worthy when Hollywood Brown comes back as well. Let's see how we stretch the field so we can make it a little less polluted in the middle of the field when the Rashee Rices and the Travis Kelces and even Isaiah Pacheco out of the backfield catch the ball and have maybe a little bit more real estate to run. So for me, it's kind of seeing, okay, like, how is this offense going to grow? And that's crazy to say when you talk about winning two Super Bowls and having the best quarterback in the game. But that's the part on offense that I want to see is stretching the field, getting those yards, the chunk yardage from the catch, not from catch and run, but just from the catch alone. I thought we saw glimpses of that in the preseason.
Talk with Danan Hughes here on 610 Sports, or not 610 Sports Radio, 96.5 The Fan. How about that? A little, that's all right. A little retro action, Danan.
Throwback, yeah.
A little throwback, right? Because we're both old. So I think when I'm looking at this team, like, I don't feel like there's any pressure on the Chiefs at all to go three-peat. Like, I know they know what they need to do. I feel like there's more pressure on the 31 other teams to stop the Chiefs than there is on the Chiefs to go out there and win this thing.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when you look at this team and the construction of this team, you got to give Brett Veach and Andy Reid a lot of credit and the scouting department for putting together another championship quality team, addressing some necessary spots. I wouldn't say there were absolute needs, but there were definitely spots that needed to be filled. And we're putting our best foot forward. We got everybody signed as quickly as possible. We don't have the headaches that you see in Dallas and the quarterback question marks that you see in Pittsburgh and the holdouts and the thoughts that you see with the San Francisco 49ers and the Cincinnati Bengals. Like, all of that extra stuff was put to bed pretty much back in March and April. And you have to commend them for that because the job at hand has been the job at hand. And that's what we're looking at. So going into this game, you're right. The other 31 teams have to figure out ways to stop the Chiefs. When we were not necessarily our best last year, those teams couldn't do it. And when all the criticism was about Patrick Mahomes and wondering if he could win in the playoffs on the road, he did. They couldn't do it. So, yeah, we can stick our chest out a little bit about what we were able to accomplish in the past, but to me, now it's about the focus on the future. And you even hearing the quotes from the guys talking about that. Like, okay, we're going to drop the banner, and we got one last celebration, and we get a round of applause from the Chiefs faithful. And then let's get back to business and winning this third Super Bowl.
It's almost like that banner is going to get in the way of what they want to accomplish. Like it's great. We've got our rings. We had our celebration, but it's time to go send a message. And when Patrick Mahomes has his mind made up, ain't nobody going to stop it, right? Like, I feel like, and I know it's hyperbolic, but I feel like every game they want to win 72-0, and they want to throw 75-yard touchdown passes all over the place to show everybody, hey, we're back, baby, a 2-time Super Bowl champion. Having to announce that they're back. And that's kind of that's kind of what this season is about.
Yeah, absolutely is about. And how about the the fact, and I thought maybe last year we would have seen this, but the NFL decided to bring in the Detroit Lions for the opening weekend. I thought maybe last year would have been an opportunity to bring in the Cincinnati Bengals for opening night just to add a little gasoline to the fire. But now the Ravens, your last game of the season was against the Chiefs on your home field, and now you have to endure the banner dropping and everything happening during the pregame ceremony and leading up to kickoff. That's going to add a little juice to them as well. So we're going to have to withstand that emotional kind of wave that happens in the beginning of every game, but even more so in the beginning of the opening game by the Ravens, because they were the jilted lovers. They were the team that had the NFL MVP and who everyone thought was going to go and coast into the Super Bowl, and that did not happen. So a lot of dynamics going on this week, but I like where our focus is. The focus on the task at hand, it's about each week. And make no mistake about it, fans, we're not overlooking people and thinking about making our plans to New Orleans that right here in September. The fact is, that's the goal. You can have a goal and still talk about the goal, but not lose focus on the week-to-week process, and that's where we are.
Dana, we had a topic earlier because Marcus Spears said something that Patrick Mahomes has cost a bunch of people a championship and that the Super Bowl goes through 15. And after you've watched him for these last, 7 years, I know you grew up watching Michael Jordan. I know you grew up watching Tiger Woods. Do you see that same sort of like genetic build where, you were there for the 13-second game? And I mean, I remember listening to the audio and it's just kind of like, well, we'll see what happens. And then by the end of it, it's just like Danan laughing because there's nothing else to say except I don't know what I've just seen. Kind of like Tiger down by 4 strokes on a Sunday and all of a sudden he wins the tournament by 3 and you're just like, I have no words.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those deals. It's kind of the aura around Patrick Mahomes. And you bring up Michael Jordan. Like, the first thought that came to mind as you said that was him ripping the ball from Karl Malone in the final seconds and then dribbling the ball down the court and everyone else clearing out. It's like, all I could do is just laugh, like here we go again. And then you think about those shots from Tiger Woods and the wins. That's what you see in Patrick Mahomes is like, okay, we got 13 seconds. You guys heard it on the clips. You heard me giggling in the background. It's not because we're looking at comedy. It's just more of like we're looking at magic, and that's what the reaction you get from me is when I'm watching a magician do his business. I'm just giggling on the side because I'm like, this is like the most entertaining thing I could experience in this moment. And that's what you get when you have greatness. And that's what we've had. And as a generation, I spoke at Arrowhead Stadium for the media opening for high school football around the Kansas City area last week. And the energy generated in that area is so cool. But there's a generation of high school kids, middle school kids, young kids that think this is normal. Like, they think this is normal, right? What we've been able to experience. And, like, we're sitting around, like, old men getting off our lawn, like, you don't know what it was like in the 90s and the 2000s before Patrick Mahomes. You have no idea. Well, yeah, we need to relish this opportunity and recognize greatness when we see it.
Any concerns, Damon, heading into this season for the Chiefs?
Well, there's always a concern of injuries. Injuries right. are going to happen. It's just a matter of when and to what extent. So you always wonder about when that happens. The other one is the week 6 bye. It's as early a bye that I can remember. We've usually had the byes in the November and December area, which I thought was cool because it allowed us to kind of take a breath and then be ready to exhale for the rest of the season, the final 6, 7, 8 weeks of the season to the Super Bowl. So having it this early is a little bit concerning to me. And then just withstanding everybody's best, you just kind of wonder. We play a lot of close games. We figure out ways to win, which I know there's teams like the Chargers and others that figure out ways to lose close games. We figure out ways to win. So you just want to make sure you put yourself in the best position and continue to do so. But I love the roster construction. I love the depth. I love the fact that we have a lot of guys that have been around this organization and championship-style football, and they know what it takes. And if it's a Sky Moore that's maybe 6th on the depth chart, we know and we feel comfortable that if he's in the game, And he's able to make a play because we've seen him make the plays in crucial situations. So, like, I look at the roster construction, Joshua Williams, and who's going to fill in for L'Jarius Sneed while he's gone. And I just feel like we got guys that are confident that can make the plays when necessary because we've seen them make specific plays en route to Super Bowl. So I'm cool with all of that. I'm amped up. I know it's Tuesday. I got two more sleeps. Until the
keep
game
it together,
day.
Danan. Keep it together.
I got a woosah.
Hey, you know, it's interesting, though. I asked you what your biggest concerns were about the Chiefs. And if I asked your counterpart in any other city, you know, in Cincinnati, they're probably saying, I don't know, getting these guys signed, are they going to show up? Mm-hmm. You know, Houston, are they going to have a sophomore slump? Buffalo, they got no wide receivers. You went to injuries that could happen. The mm-hmm. bye being placed too early in the season and withstanding everybody's best. Like, that's a pretty good list. Like, it's almost like insulting to the rest of the league that your biggest concern is the bye placement this year.
Well, and it just goes to show you that I have been programmed, like all of us in the Chiefs kingdom, when coaches say it's about us, not about them.
Yeah.
That's what it really is. And we are fortunate where there's a lot of teams in the NFL that are going to say, it's about them, maybe not us. Now we're the ones that can say, if we do what we can do, if we stay healthy, if we, you know, run the course the way Andy wants to lead us that way, we'll be with February. And that's a great feeling.
All right, Dana, we'll have a good call, and you get that woosah and get you a nice meal before Thursday night's game, because I know for damn sure you're not sleeping Wednesday night.
Yeah, this is great that I have this call with you guys on Tuesday morning, because if it was any closer to game day, like, I'd blame you guys for the lack of sleep. So, yeah, I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. Take care,
Dan. Enjoy Taco Tuesday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.